you know, and then
we need structure.
Like, yeah, but it's not working. Something is missing. And then he came up with this lick. You know,
changed it around.
And it
then,
changed
it?
The whole song. And that's like, that's
it changed
we
it into
recorded
a super
it.
Happy song.
Yes. It was quite a transformation.
Wait, does that mean there is another version of the song out there that has been recorded? A ballad
no.
version? No?
Nope.
Maybe on another album. It'll
the
come
Vault.
Out.
Yeah, the like Vault. Prince. No, there is no other version.
We're going to listen to some Rolling Stones now. I know you don't really like Mick Jagger singing, but I'll make it up
how
to you.
How do you know?
I just do. I'll make it up to you at the end. Okay? And the good news is he doesn't really sing that much in this song. So, Slave! This time, my microphone is on. I think we may have just discovered that Island's favorite Rolling Stones song. That was Slave. You are listening to Radio Laura 97.5, my dear chickens. This is the Durka Shuffle. Today is April the 6th. Do you like Cher? Old Cher, not new Cher.
Cher the singer, or if you like to share?
No, Cher the singer.
Yes.
Well, I just like old Cher. Call me
like old Cher, like really 70s, yeah. When she sang with Tina Turner. Cher, yeah. Yes.
We're gonna hear a piece that is a little before that, 1969, actually. I Walk on Gilded Splinters.
Crazy. They can't see their misfortune, or else they're just too lazy. Just we like round zombie with my yellow chicken chores on. I ain't afraid of no tomcat, I'm gonna fill my guts with poison. I walk through the fire and I fly through the smoke. I wanna see my enemies all the end of my rope. I walk on pins and needles. They can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the king of the Zulu. In my chalice, the pride begins to fade, and they all fear my malice. I put Greek on your doorstep, so soon you'll be in the gutter. I make your heart melt like butter. I say I can make you stutter.
Cher, you's a bad woman. That was I Walk on Gilded Splinters, 1969. The original was by the legendary Dr. John. I love Dr. John, but I have to be completely honest, Cher's version just has a lot more oomph, and it just gives me the willies. Do listen to the Dr. John version. It is very cool. It's about four times as long as this, but it's just a completely different thing. Hard change of topic. Do you listen to whale songs when you try to go to sleep or clear your head?
Why?
If I'm not mistaken, when you were younger or a kid, you wanted to be a whale person.
Yes.
A marine biologist, right?
Yes. A whale person.
Did the whale song ever follow you? Laugh it out.
Did I just...
What did you picture? When I said that.
What is a whale person? You know, like with like a pony shirt, wearing a whale shirt.
Save the whales, like a whale hippie.
Yes, no, I am totally save the whales. Yeah, I'm a save the whales person.
But you never pursued anything in the direction of marine biology, right?
No, I'm not smart enough.
I wouldn't say that. You're in robotics, so
yeah, but
that takes some intelligence. All right. It is known for Switzerland that the crowd, the audience, is quite tough. I mean, people generally have a stick up their ass, and they're not very open to showing emotion. It always takes a while. Is there anything in your experience that helps – or that has always helped to break the ice, to get the crowd going? Or is it always an arduous process of, you know, chipping away at them over the performance?
No, I figured just let them be and they will come, you know. If they like it, you'll get them. Don't use force.
Yeah.
Yes, don't push it, shove it in their face.
Well, I guess that's a kind of passive way, but you're leaving it to the music too, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I don't know, just if we enjoy it as a band, then at some point the people will enjoy it too, hopefully.
That's the thing, it's the energy. It's a two-way street when there's a live performance, right? It's always...
Yes. Yes, that's also why we're called Rizlan and the Lovers. The Lovers is not the band; it's the people.
Yeah.
The Lovers.
Oh, that's nice.
Is the crowd? But
now the crowd was pretty tough at the country music festival in Albisgütli, which was shortly after the pandemic. So it's kind of excused that people are, you know, freshly out of the pandemic fear, kind of, and not to shit on the audience, but it did look like a retirement home party, kind of. But I must say, I mean, you won them over. It went from, you know, golf claps and really quiet people eating their schnitzel and stuff to people yelling and applauding, and you know, you literally won them over.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, what are you going to do? You're eating, and then there is this band playing, and like, you want to enjoy your schnitzel. So I get that. I want to enjoy my schnitzels from time to time.
Well, it turned from that into an actual concert, really.
They were really cool. It was a really cool crowd. In the end, they danced and everything. And so it was memorable.
Well, I love the riff in the beginning of this next song, my dear chickens. Rizlan and the Lovers with A Heart Full of Dreams.
To be
Full of Dreams by Rizlan and the Lovers. It is a badass song. It just is. Emotionally charged, your music packs a punch, m'lady. It's... You know what I mean? It's just not, you know, your stuff is just not sterile like a lot of the stuff there is nowadays, you know, computer made and so on. You perform in English.
Yes, I do.
When you write your lyrics, is the thinking as well in English, or is it Deutsch, das Herz voller Träume? Does it, what's the thought process behind it?
No, it's in English.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Start to finish.
Yes, yes. And then sometimes, also, well, I'm trying to get, like, to improve my English because I feel like I've reached all of my, how do you say, like, I've reached all of my, now I'm missing, you see, that's
vocabulary,
the, yeah, my vocabulary.
You've hit a wall.
Yeah.
You need to extend.
Yes. I need, like, and also like my rhymes and my styles.
Yeah.
The style of writing and telling stories. Sometimes you just, because for sake of the rhyme, you know, for rhyme's sake.
Okay,
this sounds good.
It's the formula.
Yeah, okay.
This is what I should be saying here, so I'm going to say it. Did you ever perform in another language? Arabic?
No.
Maybe?
No.
Is there something that you could
but I've
would
performed
ever consider?
In Swiss German with the with song's the called Sugar with oh no, I'm so sorry.
The Soul Maniacs.
No, not with the Soul Maniacs. Sometimes I sing in French. But I also sang in Swiss German for my dear friend. Why does it, oh, I can't recall his name. This is so bad. This is so embarrassing. Oh my god. First snort and now I can't recall.
We've caught a bubble, a brain bubble. Well, let's shake it up a little bit with another song, Ghost Funk Orchestra with Walk Like a Motherfucker.
We'll be right back.
2019 album called A Song for Paul. That was the Ghost Funk Orchestra with Walk Like a Motherfucker. Awesome song. Can you see yourself performing in Morocco ever?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or have you?
I have, like in a small hotel bar.
Yeah.
I have, but I don't know. But you listen to the album, so I wrote a song, an ode.
Moroccan Heart.
Yes,
yeah.
An ode to Morocco.
Yeah, but you wrote it while you were there, and it was based on, the Moroccan Heart, really.
Yes.
But do you think your style would also fly in Morocco? Would it apply?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, Morocco is very modern and it's kind of...
It is. Women are allowed to perform, for one, unlike Iran,
yes,
for example.
Yes. You had to study and everything, so... I mean,
yeah.
Like, well, no, but there are like two worlds in Morocco, and I would love to perform there at the festival.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Next song, ladies and gentlemen. We're almost running out of time. Let's jump into one more track real quick. It is The Black Keys with Wild Child. Myself for doing this, and I am not known for ever breaking a song in two, but we are running out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We do have to tie things up slowly. This is The Black Keys with Wild Child from their latest album titled Dropout Boogie. I think it's from last year. These guys continue to provide gold. So fantastic. How much of your time, Rizlan, goes into vocal coaching still? Do you still do that? Do you find time for it?
They can only get more and more embarrassing. I try to, but I don't get to work my vocal cords as much as I would like to.
But you're basically a singer.
But I'm
by
singing
profession.
So I'm singing almost every day. But like it's, you know, when you have a show, it's not the same as if you do the.
Words. The thing. Just call it the thing. No, but you're not a teacher,
practice.
Though, right? That is a word.
Practice. No, I'm not a teacher.
But you still find time for yoga, right? Despite
sometimes,
everything that's going on.
Sometimes, yes. Yoga helps me balance that. I should have done yoga today. Maybe I wouldn't have forgotten my words, you know.
Tell us what's coming next for Rizlan. I'm guessing there's going to be some live shows on the horizon, right?
Yes, there are some shows. We're going to play a few festivals this summer, like one in Basel at Limenthaler Open Air.
17th of June.
Yes.
That's the first upcoming show, right?
With the Lovers, yes. And then June 29th in Naples, and then we're playing in Vaduz, our first show abroad.
Ooh.
With the Lovers.
Ooh. Rizlar and the Lovers goes international.
Yes, we go international and we play the Badenfart and Jazztag Badenfart and the Jazztag Liechtensteig. So, but all the dates are on the website.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Everything can be found on the website.
Yeah, rizlane.ch.
And also on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram, Rizlane Music, Facebook. I'm pretty much everywhere except TikTok.
Fuck TikTok. No, but you heard it. You can find and follow Rizlan's music and information anywhere on the internet.
Yeah, and come to the gigs, you know.
Yes,
that's like not only follow us on social media, but come to our shows.
Yeah, be present. Don't just like things from far away.
Yes.
That doesn't really help anyone. Now, we have reached the end of our allotted time. Thank you so much for listening out there. And Rizlan, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being a singer. Please continue to give the world more of your voice.
Thank you so much.
We're going to end on a grungy note, not only to tip the hat to your past, but also because it is right. Shall we hear some Soundgarden?
Oh, yes, please.
I know this might be slightly overplayed, yes, but it is an anthem nonetheless. Be well out there, my chickens. Be nice to yourselves. Be nice to each other and have a good time. Here's Soundgarden with Black Hole Sun.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguises no one knows. Has the face, lies the snake, in the sun, in my disgrace. Boiling heat, summer stench, neath the black, the sky. Sometimes far too long for snakes.